We got a new sports franchise coming to town, baby.
Damn,
everybody's
right,
excited about it. Joining us now is the queen of Rip City, Brooke Olsendam. At Brooke Olsendam on Twitter, Blazer Balcony Podcast. Of course, the Blazer sideline. Courtside reporter. Brooke, good morning to you. I apologize for starting in an uncomfortable spot, but we would be remiss if we did not start here. We have now been debating for a bit on the show. What does Ron Wyden smell like?
Oh my goodness. Let me think about that. If I had to put it into words, I would be a combination of perhaps like a pine tree and cotton candy.
Yes, you called it pine tree. You called it with the pine smell.
I said it, Brooke, because I saw everybody gave you a hug after opening ceremony started, and you looked like you were going to shake his hand, and he came in for the hug, and I thought, pine tree guy. He has to smell like a pine tree.
Did you really say that?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. I swear I did not. I swear. I haven't been listening. I woke up about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well,
I'm in Corvallis, so I did not hear that, I swear. That's hilarious.
Is it uncomfortable? Like, first of all, I want to ask, do you get nervous when you host these events? That's a massive news. It's like, historically, we're going to watch that, looking back at the history, UMC the event. But is it also a little uncomfortable because you just... you're being professional. You're going for the handshake. People coming in for hugs. Oh, okay, I guess we're hugging. I'm sure you've met Ron Wyden before, but like, what is that whole experience like on your end?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. I've met Ron Wyden and interviewed him many times. So when he walked up, I just did something different to him, like, hey, you know, like hands, like jazz hands.
Right.
So my plan was to hug him. I wasn't going to hug everyone but Ron Wyden. That would have been weird. You know, I was hugging the commish, hugging the owners. And then I just did a little extra dance when I saw Ron Wyden. If it appeared like I was handshaking him, that is not accurate, I swear. I was really going for the hug. I was just doing a weird dance beforehand. But to answer your other question, I don't get nervous, but I will tell you, the one thing I wanted to nail was the Bethal's last name. That was really important to me, yeah, getting people's names right. And so the second I said their names and I said it correctly, I was fine. I just wanted to get that out there and make sure it was done correctly and said correctly, respect for them, and they're wonderful people. So that was the one thing I wanted to nail. And I guess if you could say if I was nervous about anything, it was that. And as soon as I did, everything was fine. And we were off and rolling. And I was there. Everyone on that panel was so great in their own way that, I mean, I was just kind of maneuvering and quarterbacking the whole thing and making sure they had their moment to speak and do it well. And in those situations, I take them really seriously because, like, you're totally right. This is something that we'll watch forever, and it's such a big deal and so important. But I still want to make it somewhat, like, you know, chill and fun and relaxed. Like, that's kind of, like, my MO. I don't want it to be too stiff. So I got a few, like, little one-liners in there. But for the most part, I wanted to stick to script and make sure I – you know, gave it the respect it deserved.
Well, you did an awesome job, and we can relate to the last name thing because we have guests on from time to time that we're not 100% certain, and then we will like repeat it 30,000 times in the commercial break before we bring them on to make sure, you know, phonetically sounding it out to make sure that we get it right. And then usually the first time you say it on air, you screw it up because, you know, we're idiots and we forget things quickly. Let's just talk about the significance of the day. I mean, I'm jacked for this. It's a city that, you know, we have been desperate for more entertainment and more sports and another league, and this is one that I think always made sense. The Portland Fire were wildly successful for the short period of time that they were here many, many years ago. It always made sense. Just the significance of the day for you as a sports fan and the WNBA coming back to Portland.
It was huge. I mean, it will go down like it was one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. I was so honored to be asked to do it. And, you know, I'm here in the Rip City Rally. I'm in Corvallis right now. So I came here after the event yesterday. So we've been pretty busy all week. But as soon as, you know, we knew this was going to happen, you know, I made sure that all my bases were covered here so that I could get back for it because there was no way I was going to miss that. But all day long there was an excitement in the air. You know, there's a buzz. It was so – I got there early so I could kind of get the lay of the land and make sure, you know, do sound checks and stuff like that. But watching all the fans and media and everyone kind of start – filtering into Moda Center. I mean, they just kept coming and coming and coming. And it was the excitement level was through the roof. And then when I got to chat with the owners a little bit beforehand and everyone else, you could see the excitement there. And when it finally got rolling, it was like, this is a really big deal. You kind of had to step back and think, like, wow, this is really happening. You know, we've had so many false alarms and not for lack of trying or lack of effort from people wanting to get a team in a W team in Portland, but you know, we kind of got excited and then it didn't come to fruition. So the fact that we're all here, we're on the stage, people are here, it's happening. There was just I don't know, there was like something in the air. It was really, really neat. And I cannot wait for this. The fan base here, the sports fan base in Portland, it's just perfect for something like this. And especially, I'm not the first person to say it, but with all the storylines around the WNBA right now and all the excitement around it, you know, you got Caitlin Clark, you got Angel Reese, you got all these names that are household names now that I can't think of a better time, a better place for a WNBA team. And the fan base is just jacked and ready to go. So yeah, this is a moment right now that I haven't felt for a while. I'm really excited about it. And I love that the Trailblazers front office was there, a lot of other media members to support, and I think it's going to be the perfect partnership.
I would be stunned if you weren't involved with the team when they start in 2026, so I guess I'll ask you as a future employee with them and you're obviously what you're doing with the Blazers, are we concerned at all internally that Ron Wyden created tampering charges because he dropped Sabrina Ionescu's name a little uncomfortably with the whole what she was monitoring and keeping track with? We said earlier we'd be shocked if she wasn't wearing a Portland uniform on opening night in 2026. Are we worried at all about losing draft picks or money or fines or anything like that?
I think it was just all in fun, you know. Let's hope so, at least. Sabrina, you know, she will be technically available at that time. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to think about. We'll see how things go. It's not like something you can definitely plan for, but isn't it fun to think about? You know, yeah. her being in town, showing up, and little girls and young women and everyone, for that matter, young men. And adults that just love Sabrina Ionescu. I did. Watching her in college, I was a huge fan, and I still am when she's in the W, so I can't imagine a better fit. But again, we can't control that. We'll see what happens. I did love that. I mean, might as well drop it. I love Ron Wyden. I could listen to him talk all day. When he was done, I was sad.
Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So I think we're off to a good start here, right? You got to be aggressive in sports. That's how you got to do things. And you can't, we don't even have a team technically yet. You can't punish us yet. We're 2 years away, so they can't do anything to us. Let's stop burying the lead, though, Brooke. Anything you would like to say about this past weekend's Apple Cup?
Oh, wow. Little old me? Oh, no, nothing. No. Yes, I would. That was the coolest game ever. It's a funny story. So I'll make it short, but my son turned 9 on September 1st, and he has a little friend named Lisa. She turned 66 on September 1st, and they have this cute little connection. They're birthday twins. She lives in Milwaukee, so every year for his birthday, I drop him off for a couple hours so they can hang out, and they bake, they do fun birthday twin stuff. Well, so I live on the other side of the river, and it just takes so long to go home. So I just kind of was milling around Milwaukee. But it was Apple Cup day, so I had to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I found just like the sports bar. I think it's called Champions or Stadium. And I went in, and it was full of ducks, obviously. there were some beavers sprinkled around, but I was the only coo, and they had the big screen was the Civil War, obviously. And then I sat right in front of the Apple Cup, the smaller screen, but I found it. And I was just by myself, but so excited. And then this group of four walks in all in coup gear, and I don't know them, but they sit at a table next to me. I was like, where have you been? And they're like, hey. And so then it was us five. And then when, you know, the Civil War ended a little bit earlier, and the game was, let's be real honest, earlier than it, you know, was actually over. So the actual game that was going on, that was like, who knew which way it was going to go, was the Apple Cup. So the whole bar kind of started like joining in with us, like, so we became kind of like a rooting family, because let's be real, Ducks don't want the Huskies to win, and the Cougs are never really good enough for anyone to care, so you know, they jumped on our bandwagon. And so it was so much fun, because of all these people, I didn't know a single one of them, were all rooting for the Cougs at the end, and I was not okay. I mean, I was, you know, leaning forward. When you start leaning forward in your chair, you're getting nervous. That was me. And people are talking, I was like, I love you. I know we're friends, but can we just not talk right now? Let's just wait till I can't talk right now. Because I've been in that situation so many times as a Cougs fan, where you think it's going your way and something, you know, it's neck and neck, and then it just gets, the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. I've been there so many times. So the fact that happened to stop, it was awesome. This one guy next to me, I can't remember his name, but he was a hoot. And as soon as we got the stop, he goes, boom, shakalaka. He's like, yes.
I want to ask, is the Cougars, you have such a reputation of being very kind and nice to people in the industry and outside of the industry. But are the Cougars the one exception to get Brooke Olsendam to turn to somebody and say, can you shut up?
I think a Husky coming in might be the time when you don't see Brooke be very nice.
There have been, back when, let's be real, I've gotten a little calmer in my days, and like as I get older as a college football fan, I used to live and breathe, like I would cry after losses. This went into like late 20s, and then after, you know, you kind of start working in the sports world, you guys kind of understand, I think.
You lose
like,
the spark a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it mellows, and so when you lose, I'm like, oh, bummer, but I mean, the Husky starts, if you start something, you know, if you knock on my door, I'm going to open it. So okay. That might be the one place. I mean, I'm not going to get mean or nasty or anything, but when, you know, I have fun with the rivalry. I have a ton of Husky fans or friends that are Husky fans because just, you know, state of Washington, but I won't get too low, but and if you start it, you know, I'll stop it.
I feel like Brooke went Breaking Bad
it.
There. Like, I
she
am
did.
The one who knocks.
I am the one who knocks. I am the Coug. Brooke Olsendam, she is the queen of Rip City. She just woke up in Corvallis, kind enough to join us on the show after the big announcement yesterday, the WNBA coming to Portland. Awesome job hosting the event. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around basketball season actually being here, so let's pretend that's not the case because I'm just getting into football. I'm like, I can't handle all this stuff. It's a little too much, but can't wait to see you back on the call for Blazer games, and thanks as always for hopping on the show.
Absolutely. You're having sensory overload with all these sports coming at you. I get it, but you wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right.